Siv Zion. The Shulchan Aruch discusses now our tenuim, our ovens, which don't have a special chokhmah or malacha of radias apas. That means in the olden ovens, they used to stick the pas, with more like a pita style, and they stuck it to the sides of the oven. There's a special malachas radia of taking the pas, taking the slice, the loaf of bread, the challah, off the side of the oven. And that was it's like a malacha d'rabban to do on Shabbos. Our ovens, Shulchan Aruch says, and certainly our ovens nowadays, Mizmanazeh, don't have the whole malachas radia. The pas is sitting there in the oven. Mishnah Berurah says it's the pas sitting, the bread sitting in the bottom of the oven. We have it sitting on the racks. There's no special chokhmah or malachas radia. Shulchan Aruch says then on Shabbos, you're allowed to take out more than three sudas worth. You can take as much as you want, take everything out. Just you should still do the shinu. You should not do the rachas with the fancy shovel they had for removing the pas. That's the mechzi, looks like over the chol. Rather, you should take it out by sticking a knife into the challah, pulling out like that, or sticking some sort of a stick, Mishnah Berurah explains, into the challah, pulling out with some sort of a shinui. If a guy is doing it for you, the guy can even do the rachas, the guy can even do it with the shovel. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham, they're talking about a case of Hidbik Behetar, that you put the bread into the oven before Shabbos. Behetar, there's no Isra involved in the whole story. You bake the challah on Shabbos, Behetar, you just didn't take it out until now on Shabbos. So, in the old times, there's a problem with taking the pas out of the oven, even with the shinui. Matching ours is no Isra Adiyah, so you can take it all out, even if it's a lot more than three sudas, a lot more than we need for Shabbos. But Zakhtim Shtemura, it's only if you can eat some of it on Shabbos, then you can take it all out. But if the whole thing is only coming out, let's say, then it's a problem to take it out. It's like a hachana problem. B'chol moving things around, let's say, is a problem on Shabbos. It's over the hachana, it's a good problem. And the same way you're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos, let's say, Matzah Shabbos. Then there's a shayla about a guy. Maybe if you're not doing it for Shabbos, doing it for Matzah Shabbos, so it's a problem of a chana to yourself. Maybe you can have a guy do it. He says that the Eli Rabba says that if the makom seda, the challah is going to get ruined by sitting in the oven for longer, then you can even take it out yourself. Not with the guy, but the Magen Avraham is not masking to that, because the Magen Avraham says a simple solution, just eat some of the challah on Shabbos to avoid the issue of a chana. In any case, with the guy, it would be mutter. Sivches. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though there are certain foods, which is a heter of Kidra Chaisa, Lamashal, if you put up a chalent right before Shabbos, we said there's no Isra of Shehiyah because it's raw meat in the chalent. Or even if you have a chalent, it's often before. If you put a piece of raw meat into it right before Shabbos, there's no Kashash Shami Achata. Because this raw meat, it's certainly not going to be ready to be eaten by the Suda Friday night. And it shows from the fact that you put the raw meat now, that you're Masiach Das, they're not in the rush to have the food ready. And there's no Kashash Shami Achata. However, says the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sivches, that you cannot fill up a pot with associates, certain type of beans and termusin, and put them in the oven right before Shabbos. Because these things, they don't need bishul rav, they don't need so much cooking. They cook very quickly. And therefore, there's a chashash that maybe you really want to eat right away by Yisuda Friday night, and you're going to be machata. Buy the meat, it's for sure not going to be ready in time for the Yisuda Friday night, even with be machata. And for down the road later on, you don't need a machata, and the fact you put raw meat now, it shows you're not in a rush. Here, maybe you are in a rush to have it available by the Yisuda Friday night. You're going to stoke the coals in order to have it ready in time to eat from a Friday night. And therefore, there would be an Isser of Shehiyah. And you need Gravuk Tuma, you need to have a regular blech. Shulchan Aruch says, by a Tana reminds us, does not help a blech. By a Kira, it does help a blech, as long as it's Gravuk Tuma, would be okay. And if somebody is not careful and they do this by Isser, that means that they put the raw associates to Musa, they put these beans up right before Shabbos, and they don't have a blech. So then, it's also b'dievet to eat these foods on Shabbos, eat these beans on Shabbos. Even so, the b'shegig we had in the past today, they made exer b'shegig as well. And therefore, when it's amazed the b'shegig, we also eat from our Shabbos, and even be also eat from Matzah Shabbos, akadeshiyasu, until the amount of time it takes after Shabbos to cook these beans, which sounds like it's not terribly much time, but you would have to wait that amount of time. Mishnah Berurah explains that you should not be nene for that which you over on the Isser Drabanan. Mishnah Berurah says, he reminds us to go back to some Rishon and Gimel of Aleph, that their Ma said that was already cooked before Shabbos, that's good enough. There's no chashash shami achata after that. Pointed out that the Bir Locha back then said that one should not be samach on hetar maichum desai and should only be meiko if it was espashkur tzarchem estamach raloi by the time Shabbos comes. Here is some speech to freedom, just to let us go back to what the Ramah said over there. That if it was maichum desai before Shabbos, that's good enough. It seems that he's not worried beyond that. There's no chashash shami achata beyond that by these foods.